hope you are all doing awesome. I wanted to jump on here and have a quick chat about something that so many people ask me about, and it's time management. But I do not want to talk about it from the like old school way of like, what are the tips you can do to manage your time better? I have seen so many videos, I have heard so many podcasts and read so many blog posts about, you know, the steps you need to take to save time. And I think all of the things that I've seen or read or heard or listened to or watched up until now have never, like, they've all been like theoretically accurate, but they have never been practical. I have never gotten any practical, useful advice about time management, honestly, ever. And I think that the only way I can sit here and talk to you about time management is from my own personal experience and from things that I've realized work for me and don't work for me. And I have been really able to notice what does work and what doesn't work because I do have ADHD and ADD and I suffer from anxiety and things like that. So I've learned to cope with things over time, and I've learned to manage my own time on my own because I didn't want to be treated with medication my whole life. So we're going to have like a real and candid conversation about that today. And I'm going to give you my best advice. This is like seriously the best advice I could give anybody. But just before we jump into all of that good stuff, I want to take a minute and just say a really, really big thank you. I am so amazed at the success of this podcast. Even though, you know, we kind of had a bumpy start with the whole COVID and everything, but I honestly want to just really say thank you because this podcast has become a success so quickly. And for me, a success, like the way I kind of, the way I evaluate success for this specific podcast is A, people are listening from all around the world, which is insane for me. As somebody who creates content in Hebrew, living in Israel at the moment, my fan base is in Israel. My viewers on YouTube, my followers on Instagram are mostly here in Israel. And if they are not physically here in Israel, then they are mostly Israelis living abroad. And this is the first time in a long time, because I did have a YouTube channel in English once upon a time. But this is the first time in a long time that I am getting so much feedback and love from around the globe that this is just, it's crazy. It's just mind-blowing for me. So once again, thank you for being here. Thank you for tuning in every week and listening. And most importantly, thank you so much for sharing my podcast with your friends and family and on your social media. All the people who have put up a picture on their story with a link to my podcast or recommending my podcast, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. Honestly, I have had people from here in Israel recommend my podcast, and I have had people from the US and from the Netherlands and from Japan, like literally from honestly the goodness of your own heart, just recommending my podcast to other people, which is the best way for me to grow. So your word of mouth is so appreciated. And all of your feedback that you've been sending me through direct messages over on my Instagram, which is at Ashley Waxman Bakshi. Thank you so much. Honestly, guys, I'm so happy. And I was a little bit scared at the beginning to like do a podcast because I was like, I've been doing video content for so long that am I even going to be interesting enough to just do audio? And apparently you guys are really enjoying it. So thank you once again so much. And now we are getting into what we are here for today, which is my absolute best tips for time management. So we're going to start with me being a little bit hard on you because people are lazy. And I don't want to overgeneralize and I don't want to like hurt anybody's feelings, but out of the, you know, I would say out of the 10 times, for every 10 times that somebody asks me about time management, when I start to actually question them and ask them, do you do this? Do you do this? Well, what do you do? Well, tell me, what does your day look like? I would say 9 out of 10 times, I'm like, well, you're just lazy. And I don't know if lazy is like the right word, but maybe unmotivated, or maybe not motivated enough, or maybe not convinced enough that if you put in the time, that it will pay off. Maybe you're putting things off because you don't think it's worth the time, because you don't believe in yourself. You don't think you'll be successful and you think you'll end up wasting time. So I don't know if lazy is the exact right word, but just for today's, like for the ease of talking in this podcast, I'm just going to use the word lazy a lot. But I'm asked over and over and over again, Ashley, how do you do it? How do you do so much? Like you're Wonder Woman. I am not Wonder Woman. There's a lot going on in my life. For those of you who may not know, I am a content creator on YouTube. I am an entrepreneur and I have my own brand of beauty products, cosmetics, makeup, you know. I am a boss because I have employees who work for me. I am a TV host. I am what else would you call it? A mom. Wait, let's not forget that. That's like what takes up the most part of my day, let's be honest. I'm a mom to 4 young children, 6, 4, 2, and 7.5 months old. So clearly I am busy. I also work out and I am also doing a million and one other things on the side. Oh, such as this podcast. and I give lectures my day is full. I am packed with things. I am, R&Ding and innovating new products and thinking about product launches. And I am, when it's not COVID, I am flying here and there and doing, you know, all kinds of things because I'm a social media influencer as well. So yeah, I do a lot of stuff. So the number one question that people ask me is like, how do you get it all done? Where do you have all this time? Like, how do you do it? And to be honest, my like biggest tip or what I just want to say, and I guess I'm going to summarize this episode right now, like 8 minutes in, I'm already going to like summarize it. Stop thinking about all the things you need to do and just do them. That's like the bottom line. I feel like so many people waste so much time with the fluff, with the stuff around what actually needs to be done. So I think planning is super important. I think strategizing is super important. I'm not saying dive into something without preparing, but there are so many small and insignificant things that we do throughout the day that instead of just doing them, we fluff around them. I don't know how to, like, I don't have a correct term, but I'll give you an example. I'll give you a good example of something that I mean. A lot of the times you want to meet with somebody and you'll text them or you'll email them and you'll say, well, I'm available on, I'd like to meet. And then the person will write you back and then they'll say, okay, what's your availability? And then you'll write back, well, I'm available Mondays and Tuesdays afternoon. And then that person will email back and be like, well, I'm only available Mondays. And you literally like waste 15 minutes or 20 minutes or whatever it is trying to meet. How about this? I'm just going to give you another alternative. You've decided you want to meet. Just send them out. I'm free Monday at 9:30. And I'll tell you what, probably a 70% chance that they'll be like, okay, great. You know why? Because if you have already given them a date and hour, they're like, okay, this person is busy. This is probably the only hour they have available for the next little while. Even if I have something else at that time, I'll reschedule it and I'll make time for this person. Now, if that person cannot meet on at that exact hour that you told them, then most likely they'll just write back and say, I'm sorry, no, but how about 1 p.m. that same day? They will already counter you with an hour. Instead of wasting all that time of like, oh, well, when are you available? Or, well, when are you available? Just give them the option to say yes or no. And with that 15 minutes that you just gained, you have 15 more minutes out of your day, which is so much. People often complain that they don't have enough resources to make their business work or to be successful. The one resource that we all have the exact same amount of is time. Time is the one resource that is finite. There is not an infinite amount of time. There are 24 hours a day for you, for me, and for everybody else. The only difference between you and myself and everybody else is how we choose to spend our time. And I think that's important also to say is that when you look at time as a resource, everybody has a choice. How are you spending that time? And I can be honest that a lot of times my choice is to not work and to put everything aside and to just be with my family, to cook dinner. You know, a lot of times it's not really a choice because obviously somebody needs to make the children food, but it is a choice to maybe instead of doing takeout, to stand in the kitchen and make that food. That's my choice, okay? Because in my my set of priorities, I prefer for my children to have a healthy home-cooked meal. But again, it's my choice. Your choice can also be to sit on your couch every night between 8 p.m. and 12 p.m. and just binge on Netflix. That's a choice. But you have to understand that that choice that you make has, you know, will impact how much of that resource you have. You are wasting 4 hours out of 24 hours a day on watching Netflix, for example, which sometimes I'm not saying that's a bad thing, because sometimes that's what you need. Sometimes that person needs those 4 hours of Netflix time. Sometimes you need that 1 hour to just soak in the bath. I am all for it. And I think that is important. But is it something I would recommend doing every single day? I don't know. It depends on you, your stress level, your life, the way it looks. You know, I don't want to make those decisions for you. But when people say to me, you know, how do you get everything done? I tell them, I have a choice every single day. At 7:30, 8 o'clock, once all my kids are down and sleeping, I have a choice. Can I go back to my computer and work? Can I spend quality time with my husband? Can I read a book? Can I do nothing, watch Netflix? It's my choice. I can do with those hours whatever I want. Now, if I am in the process of building a business, for example, and I know that when you're building a business, you need to work hard. If you have some kind of goal, you need to work hard. You need to put in that time. So probably for a few weeks or months or even a few years, I will choose that at every day or twice a week or three times a week at 8 o'clock at night, I will go down to my computer and I will work. And that is exactly what I am. That's the phase I'm in my life right now. I can tell you that when I was pregnant, I physically just, I couldn't do it. So I chose that every night at 8 o'clock, I would go to sleep. Let's be honest. Obviously, you know, having a relationship and having a husband or a boyfriend or a girlfriend or whatever it is, you have to put in the work and time into that as well to make it successful. So obviously there are a few days a week where I schedule off time for me and I put in those hours. Me and my husband will watch a movie together. We will go out and have dinner together. I won't go down to the computer and work. I won't just, you know, put myself alone in the room and read a book. So you need to schedule everything in and you need to know, okay, so once or twice a week, I'll make time for that. Once or twice a week, I'll make time for that. Maybe if you're somebody who works a 9-to-5 job, you need to schedule in your evenings to go have a workout. I don't know. I don't know what your schedule is like. For me personally, I do my workouts in the morning. So basically just stop thinking about all the things you need to do and just do them. So I know so many people who, you know, at 8 o'clock will be on their couch and tell me, let me know if you can relate to this. 8 o'clock, 8:30, you'll be on your couch. You've just had dinner. You're sitting with your boyfriend, your spouse, whoever it is. And you're either telling them or you're thinking to yourself, oh man, I didn't get around to doing that and that and that. That's what I wanted to do today. Okay, so tomorrow I'll do this and this and this and this. And you're making lists in your head to like remember, okay, I got to do that, I got to do that, I got to do that. Or you're even taking a piece of paper and writing down the list of everything you've got to do the next day. Well, I can almost guarantee that half of the things on that list, you don't need to wait till tomorrow. Maybe if it's like phone my accountant, yeah, you might need to wait till the next day. But half of the things are things that you could probably get up off the couch. Here's where it comes in with don't be lazy. This is my best advice. Just don't be lazy. Get off the couch at 8:30 and reorganize your wardrobe because that was one of the things you wanted to do, or send an email to so-and-so-and-so, or get on my, you know, bank information online and go over my transactions and, you know, and do my month-end budgeting. Whatever it is, half of the things that you wrote down on your list, you could most likely do right now. And that procrastination of I'll do it tomorrow normally is not something you really, it's not like we're thinking about it. It's not like, oh, we're procrastinating. Sometimes we're honestly just justifying it in our head. We're like, oh, well, like I'm really tired now, or it doesn't make sense to do it now because tomorrow anyways, after I do it, I'll have to call somebody and it's too late anyways. Whatever can be done now, don't do tomorrow. Honestly, it's like you've heard that line. What can be done today, don't put off till tomorrow, right? There's a reason that is such a famous quote, because people who are successful, look at the really big successful people in life, the Steve Jobs, the Bill Gateses, the Warren Buffets, you know, those people, they do not put off till tomorrow what they can do today. They're the type of people who will actually stay up all night because they are so motivated and so excited to get something done. Now, I don't want to push you to be the kind of person who stays up all night and just works and works and works and hustles all the time, because from the well-being point of view, that is not good. You will create burnout. You will be less successful. You will be less efficient. I do not recommend that. You'll be less successful in your personal life, with your family life. Do not create burnout. And that's why people are always so amazed. They say to me, Ashley, you do so much, you must not sleep at night. And I say to them, nah, that's where you're wrong. I sleep a minimum of 7-8 hours every night. And my goal is to sleep 9 hours every night. And people are like, what? That's insane. You spend a third of your day sleeping. So how do you get all this done? And so I just explained to them that I need that me time, that rest, to process everything in my brain that has happened that day and to be well rested for everything that needs to happen tomorrow. Because if I am not well rested and not taking care of myself, my body, my exercise, my nutrition, all of that stuff, then your brain doesn't function well, you're inefficient, you're making mistakes, and you're most likely working slower. So you're working slower and again, you're making mistakes. So a lot of times you have to do things again because you've made a mistake. So I am all for the balance of doing things for yourself. Now, does watching Netflix for 4 hours on the couch count as something you need for your well-being? I don't know. That's up to you to decide. For me personally, no. For me personally, I prefer to get in a bath and put on a candle, put some essential oils in the bath and just like really calm down, meditate, listen to a podcast, something like that. For me, that's my well-being. Sometimes it will be laying on the couch and just binging on like Friends. I love Friends. I can watch Friends over and over and over time again. I think I've seen it like from start to finish every season, maybe 20 times already in my lifetime. I love Friends. Sometimes that's what I need for my well-being. But you get what I'm saying. And the big picture is don't waste stupid time. There's stupid time. And there's a lot of it. You know, a lot of people sometimes will be like, oh, I got to get this and this and this done. Oh, but in 20 minutes, I got to go. I have an appointment. So I have to leave in 20 minutes. So it's not enough time to even start something. So I'm just going to like do something else. I'm just going to, I don't know, fold some laundry or whatever in the meantime. So folding laundry is a task that needs to get done. So if you can find those 20 minutes to just get it done, then that's great if that saves you from doing it later. But me personally, I like to fold my laundry while I am doing that like Netflix time or whatever. I don't like to waste, right? So instead of those 20 minutes going to waste on just like doing something around the house or whatever, I will be like, okay, well, that's 20 minutes more than nothing. So I'll just sit down and start doing it. And after 20 minutes, I'll stop wherever I've stopped and I'll come back and I'll have done already 20 minutes of work. And again, 9 times out of 10, 20 minutes is all I really needed for that task. So I'll have accomplished something. I can tick something off of my to-do list in those like 20 minutes of free time I had. So I guess, again, I'm just going to go back to what I was saying at the beginning. Stop wasting time on thinking about all the things that you need to do and just do them. People are amazed at how some people are so successful and they honestly don't know why. Like, not that they don't think they're talented or anything like that, but it's just like, how are they so successful in such a short amount of time? Normally, I would put my money on it that it's that their time management is just really, really, really good. And also, of course, successful people have to be talented in something. And also just like a work ethic. And I think time management and work ethic do go together, because people who have a really, really strong work ethic, they normally know how to manage their time correctly. And of course, you do you, and whatever works for you will work for you. I've started a new thing recently where I, every night before I go to bed, I do have a little notepad beside my bed. And if I just like quickly remember something, this is at like 11 o'clock at night where I'm literally turning off the light already. If I'll just like remember something that I want to do that, you know, keeps getting put off or I keep forgetting to do it, I'll write it down on that list. And having it just there beside my bed really helps me, because when I wake up in the morning, first thing I do is look at that list and I'm like, oh, right, I need to do that. Okay, let's get on it. So it's just a way for me to not forget things, but it's not a way for me to help manage my time. And I think that's where a lot of people get confused about lists and time management, because making a list technically is like not time management. You're wasting time making a list instead of just doing it. But if you're anything like me and you have like ADD and you have a million and one things going on in your head and you have a bad memory, then making a list can be super helpful, because that way you just literally don't forget what you need to do. So I do make lists, but I don't think that making lists is the way to properly time manage. And that's where I think a lot of these like blog posts and YouTube videos that I've watched about or read about time management have gotten it all wrong, because I sometimes see the way they talk about time management and I'm like watching it, holding my head, literally like shaking my head. No, oh my God, that's such a waste of time. And for me, like, my life is all about don't waste time. I think that's like my number one value in life, or number one goal in life, is to like just not waste any time. And time that I'm in my bath, for me, is not wasted time. Time that I am on the couch watching a movie with my husband is not a waste of time. There are many other things that I waste my time on. One of them is, this is just like, because I seriously have OCD issues, is organizing. I organize and then I'll take everything out of the closet and I'll reorganize, and then I'll take everything out and I'll reorganize. And I'll do this like honestly way too often. It's kind of embarrassing to admit how often I do this. But it's something that I do because I do have OCD, and having everything like organized the way I like helps me also concentrate and feel like I have a positive space around me. So it does help me, but I do waste a lot of time doing it. Anyways, I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you found it helpful, don't forget to let me know, and I will see you next week. Love you guys. Bye.